I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm missionary evangelist Linda Caceres, and you're listening to Glory and Grace Daily. I just have the honor and the privilege of narrating these devotions. And tonight, today, this morning, this evening, whatever time zone you're in, we're going to listen to the Word of God, because even as I narrate, I hear what the devotion is saying to me also. So this is Devotion 28, Become a Minister of Grace. 1 Peter 4:10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The gospel is the gospel of grace. Grace is not an important doctrine in Christianity, but it is the totality of the Christian message and all that God is, which has been revealed to us in Jesus Christ. God's word to man today is the word of his grace. And by his grace, he has granted us the privilege of becoming stewards of this grace for those around us. God has given each of us ministry gifts so that we can bring the goodness of God to others. A sick person might be wondering if God really loves them. God wants you to minister his grace to the individual, to that very individual, by ministering divine healing. Ministering grace is not limited to ministry. God wants your very life, besides your ministry calling, to act as a dispenser of grace to people. Ephesians 4:29 says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. God wants the grace. God wants that grace should be showered on people when you speak to them. They should not listen to you and become depressed, bitter, or angry, no matter the circumstances, as much as it depends on you. Let me say that again. That bears repeating. They should not listen to you and become depressed, bitter, or angry, no matter the circumstance, as much as it depends on you. Shower them with grace as you speak with them. When you speak as a minister of God's grace, joy and encouragement should pour out of those to you, those you are covering, conversing with. Let me say that again. When you speak as a minister of God's grace, joy and encouragement should pour out to those you are conversing with. When you meet a needy person who is asking if God is still good, you should dispense grace to them. You show them the kindness of God by meeting their needs. God wants your life to become a visible manifestation of his life, a revelation of his glory. You are called to be a minister of grace. Meditate. What gifts have you received from God as a believer and in your specific ministry calling? I could answer that right now, but you think about it. Pray. Ask the Lord today to enable you to become a minister of God's grace in all its dimensions. So let's pray that prayer right now. Father God, Abba, Daddy, in the name of Jesus, enable us to become ministers of God's grace, your grace, in all its dimensions. Amen. Act on the word. A direction instruction, a direct instruction from this devotional in 1 Peter 4:10 is that the way you talk and act towards people matters. Wow, let me read 1 Peter 4:10 again. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So a direct instruction from this devotional is that the way you talk and act towards people matters. The ultimate purpose of receiving grace is to express it. God wants grace to show forth in your words and actions. Start ministering grace today and begin with those around you right now. So as you meditate on what just read and the scripture that we've just read and this devotional gets down in your spirit, I'm going to play a song for you that's going to bless you. God bless you. Listen to this. I'm coming.
You know, this next song is one of my favorite songs. As you can tell, a lot of the songs that we are doing are prayer songs. And I think we're just living in a day and age where we just want to just grab a hold onto something that we can sing in our car, raise our voices, and turn our mobile phones off, and don't tell anybody where we're going, and we make a fool of ourselves. At least I do. And cry out to God. And this is one of the songs that I sing in the car.
Well, praise God. We're not going to hear the song that he sings in the car, but what a powerful song. I was in tears just worshiping the Lord, listening to it, and I hope you were worshiping the Lord as well. I just want to share a little bit with you as we conclude the 28 devotions, 28 chosen daily revelations of grace to transform your life. You can start from the first devotion all the way up to the 28th devotion, and your life will be transformed. These devotions have ministered to me even while I'm doing the broadcast. So about Glory and Grace devotionals, they were conceived in 2015 at the inspiration and direction of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to provide daily quality spiritual food to feed the house of God. It was born out of the firm recognition that the believer truly needs one thing only to succeed, which is the Word of God. And you can find that in the book of Luke 10, verse 42. If believers will truly take the word into their spirit, it will produce all other things, including all spiritual and physical blessings. But how many believers truly believe this? These devotionals do not seek to do all things. The main purpose is to assist the believer to feed on snippets of truth daily, taking in the word into their heart to trigger the activity of the Spirit in their lives. When God's word is taken into your heart and acted on by faith, the Spirit is unleashed. And this is all you need to gain the mystery over all the circumstances of life. It is far from our intention to be vaguely, positively inspiring or to be some daily life coach. We are not seeking to merely develop a positive attitude or thinking in you. Rather, we seek to get tiny bits of the truth of the word into your spirit that will unleash divine power in your life. Our honest desire is that you will soon outgrow the need for constantly using this devotion or these devotionals as you grow to maturity to begin to sense the leading of the Holy Spirit daily to know what to feed on for yourself. I just bless God tonight. I thank you again for tuning in, wherever you're tuning in, from whatever country or nation. I like to just bless God for the nations and the countries that have been tuning in to this broadcast, Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast, and these devotionals, Glory and Grace Ministries, France and Norway, the United Kingdom and Nigeria, Switzerland and Jamaica, Kenya and South Africa, God bless you, India, Vietnam, the Philippines and Malaysia, Australia and Togo, and Trinidad and Tobago, and of course, the great United States, great because it was founded on biblical principles and the Lord has his hand upon this nation. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for these devotionals, all 28 of them. Thank you for giving them to Dr. Patrick Obin, that you inspired by your Holy Spirit to write each day. that would encourage us and lift us up and let us know who we are in you. We bless your name and we thank you. We give you all the praise, honor, and all the glory. Missionary Evangelist Linda Kazra says, thank you for tuning in. God bless you. We love you. And good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, from whatever time zone you're tuning in from.